Welcome to the Surviving Outside Sales Podcast. I'm your host, Mike O'Kelly. Hope everybody is having a great week. And as a reminder, the Sales Builder Blueprint online course is going to be available in the next week or so. I'm just putting the finishing touches on it, and I'm going to let you know about it. I think I'm going to do a giveaway for the 300th episode. And I think you're really going to enjoy it. It's the process and the systems, the plug and play that you can put in your business today and scale your business and grow very quickly. So I'll mention that whenever it's ready to go. Just wanted to preview that. I did have all the people, the 10 people reach out to me who wanted to get the discounted price. So that's full, but I'll do something else for the 300th episode that should be coming up in less than 2 to 3 weeks, right after, I think, Memorial Day. So stay tuned for that, but it is going to be released. I might do another discount just to kind of kickstart things. Is kind of what happens when you first roll something out. So be on the lookout for that. You don't want to miss any episode because I will be releasing that code probably at the end of episode, you know, in order for you to hear all the good stuff and then get the discount at the end. So, all right, today's topic is very apropos to what's been happening in the sales world in the last 3 to 4 months. At the time of this recording, there, just a couple days ago, less than a week, maybe, Medtronic laid off a ridiculous amount of people. Now, I can't remember if it was Medtronic, but there was also another massive device company or massive medical sales company that let go of 6,000 people. Everybody was gone. The entire company was gone. And I can't remember what company it was. I believe I'm remembering that correctly, but it's just massive, massive, massive layoffs. And of course, we talked about the layoffs at all the tech companies back in the fall, in the early part of 2023. Folks, layoffs are going to happen. Okay. You're going to lose your job at some point. If you are reliant on somebody else to take your career to the next level, you're going to lose your job. It's going to happen. Okay. And it doesn't necessarily mean you've done anything wrong. Okay. Don't feel guilt. There's nothing you could have done to prepare except take control of your career. Okay. And that doesn't mean that you quit your job. And that doesn't mean that you start looking at other opportunities all the time, 24/7. Just be aware what's out there. But I've talked to about 13, 14 people in the last 2 weeks, and they're asking about their career, what they should be doing. They really feel not necessarily lost, but they don't have the guidance. They're kind of just floating through their career. And one of the things that I just mentioned was create a macro plan. Where do you want to be in 10 years? Okay. What's your goal? I did this when I was, now I'm 44. I did this when I was 34. And I said, by the age of 45, I wanted to be calling my own shots. I wanted to build multiple businesses where I could rise in the morning and I didn't have to answer to anyone else if I didn't want to. Okay. It's not necessarily means that I don't want to have a partner or I don't want to have people that I'm in business with, because I am. I'm in business with other people. I have partners for several of the businesses. I mean, shoot, my wife and I just bought franchises. So I've got the corporate office as the franchise partner, but I'm going to be running the store. And that'll be opening in the fall, right as I'm turning 45. So when I was 34, I said, by 45, I want to be running my own show. I want to be doing things, but I've been doing this since 2020. And to be honest, if you've been following me long enough, you've heard the stories, but if you haven't, if you're new to the show, then I've been an entrepreneur my entire life. And basically that word gets thrown around a lot. What that really means is you are trying to find a product, service, a business that you can expand and grow into something larger. Okay. I know a lot of people think, you know, the solopreneur is another word that's out there, but really an entrepreneur is somebody who's trying to build something and grow it. Not somebody who just wants to work for themselves, sit behind a laptop and just collect paychecks every month. That's not really entrepreneurship. That's, you know, I guess it is by the quote unquote definition, but really, you know, my definition of entrepreneurship is to build something bigger than yourself. And so at 34, I wanted to build something bigger than myself. And I said, at the time, I didn't know how to get there. I didn't know what I was doing, but I knew that's what I wanted to do. So I started reverse engineering. Okay, well, how do I get there? Well, at the time, let's see, 34, 10 years ago, that's, at the time, I was a pharmaceutical sales rep. And I thought to myself, if I stay in pharmaceutical sales, am I going to make it to where I want to go by 45? And the answer was no. You can make a lot of money in pharmaceutical sales. You can have a nice living, but it wasn't going to be, I wasn't going to be in control of my destiny. And I wasn't going to be in control of what I could not do. Now, in that time, I did transition over to medical sales and then medical device sales. Was a founder of a sales technology company that is still going on today, Rhythm AI. Started a podcast, started consulting, coaching programs. Online coaching is now what I'm doing. And I've actually started building out something that is ridiculously massive. And that is going to run concurrently to everything that I'm doing right now. And I'm not putting pressure on myself to have everything ready today. I think that's the fear that a lot of people have, and that's the expectation level. It takes time to build certain things. If you're going to be building your own thing where you have to rise and fall off your own efforts, it's going to take time. Now, a sales role, when you're in a company, the infrastructure is already set up. So it doesn't take as much time. You can go from zero to hero in a sales role pretty quick because the infrastructure is already there. The product's already ready to go. Even if you're launching a brand new product, the people are funding it. Like, you don't have to worry about, okay, where's the funding going to go? How do I build a website? How do I reach out to people? What's the product company's name? How do I do XYZ? You can just sign a contract, sign an agreement, and you're off and running. That's pretty much it. You sign an employment contract, you're off and running. Yeah, you're going to have to do training and you have to do other things, but that is a lot faster. But if you're building your own thing, if you're doing your own project, company, idea, whatever it is, it's going to take time. And so you have to allow yourself the opportunity to take breaks from that dream and not burn yourself out. You can't hustle towards something you're building over a long period of time. The principles of building a business are the exact same. You have to be consistent with your efforts. And so, what I recommend to people is don't give it a night or two nights or a week. Give it 4 to 6 weeks. Give it 4 to 6 weeks and really dive deep into what you want to do with the rest of your life. The worst thing that can happen is you just continue to float from job to job to job to job, just trying to pay your bills and maybe tuck a little bit away. We have no idea, folks, if retirement is going to be what it was for our parents. We don't know. We don't know if it's 65. I mean, shoot, we could be living to 100. There are biohackers and there are people that really believe that our generation, like 45 and below, maybe even 50 and below, could live to be 110, 115. So if we retire at 65 with no other income coming in, shoot, that's another 50 years of living. That's another 50, 60 years of living almost. Now, will everybody get to that age? Of course not. However, with modern medicine, it's not really out of the realm of possibility. Like, I think it's a possibility. Do I think it's going to happen? I don't know. I don't have a crystal ball. But shoot, I mean, I don't think that 50 and 60 year olds look like they did 20 years ago. You know, funny, I was talking to my parents. My parents agree. They were like, your generation looks so much younger, so much healthier. And I do think it's because of the advent of working out and exercise. I think exercise and working out and strength training was such a bigger part of my generation's upbringing than my parents' generation. My parents are in their mid to late 70s now. There was no such thing as exercising. You know, my dad was a runner until he was about his mid 40s, but you know, there was no exercising. My mom didn't go to the gym. Gyms really kind of took off, I think, for the mass public, maybe the late 80s, early 90s, maybe even later than that. So I could see it. I mean, shoot, my wife and I are opening a business that's Restore Hyper Wellness. We're going to have cryotherapy, infrared sauna. We're going to have IV drips. We're going to have, PBM, photobiomodulation, which is basically all the positive sunlight of the, or positive light of the sun, except for the UV, hyperbaric oxygen, like who knows? Somebody uses that over and over and over. I mean, I've been going almost every day to my local Restore that I'm a product of the product. And I do infrared sauna 4 to 5 times a week. And I can tell you I started doing this in January. I've never felt better. I don't want to go off on a tangent about my health and wellness journey, but I've never felt better. And so, I mean, just imagine, I've just been doing this for a couple months. Imagine if I did this all the time, doing infrared sauna. You know, they said the studies show your risk of cardiovascular disease plummets. Point being, I don't want to go off again. Sorry, I got off on a little bit of tangent. Point being, if you're just holding on to 65 or holding on to 60, I don't know if that's the right strategy. I know it's not for me. So what I did when I was 34 is I spent a lot of time and I grabbed a bunch of notebooks and I just started mind mapping, drawing, writing down ideas, talking to myself. What I like to do and I like to think is I like to walk around. I like to, motion creates emotion. So I like to walk around and I also like to be in the car. That motion, even though I'm not moving except for, like driving, it helps me get into a right frame of mind to think and to really kind of expand my mind. And I just did that for weeks at a time, didn't go out, didn't meet up with friends. I really kind of isolated myself outside of work and I really kind of focused on it nights, weekends, and really kind of, what do I want to do? What does my life look like? Now, at the time I was single, so of course it involved, having a wife and family, which I have now, and I'm very blessed to have this. But from the professional side, it was, what do I want to do every single day? How do I build that up? And so what I wanted to do is I wanted to change people's lives in the sales world. And I thought, okay, how can I do that? And I look around and everybody is talking about closing. Closing is very important, but there is one massive aspect that is missing. And that is, how do you get to the close? How do you build a sustainable business where you don't have to be there in order to close? How do you get sales when you're not in the room? How do you scale a business without having to work in the business, but working on the business after a period of time? And so I started thinking about the triggers that you can have, the timing of everything. And so I started building this massive structure in my head of a vision of where I wanted to go, what I wanted to do, and the impact that I wanted to have. Like, what was my why? And one of the things that was not at the top of the list was not, I want to be a multimillionaire. I have a firm belief. If you do something and you do something great and it has tremendous value to people, you will make money. And so I've never focused on anything that has to do with money. Now, I'm not going to do something for free in perpetuity, but I've told you, been very honest, I turned down roles. I left a role that would have netted me over the last 5 years, well over $1 million. I walked away from that because it wasn't part of my plan. So what I did was I took a short-term loss for a long-term gain. I'm a power hitter in baseball. I was a power hitter in baseball. I don't necessarily swing for the fences, but I was not a singles hitter. I was not trying to just get on base any way, shape, or form. My role, my job, my personality was to drive the ball, drive in runs, and hit the ball over the fence. And I'm at the time when I was in sales early in my career, I got really good at hitting singles and doubles. But early in my career, I really did not take a lot of big swings. It was lots of singles and doubles, high batting average, high get on base. But that really wasn't who I was as a person. And I realized for me, being in a sales role where I don't have the final say and a manager who hasn't been in the field in a long time is going to dictate every little detail of what I do during the day. No, that's just not going to happen. I'm sorry. The market moves so quickly. It's collaboration. It's not a dictatorship. Unfortunately, I had a lot of myware, the highway managers. It's just sometimes you don't know. You interview for a position and you don't think a person's going to be myware, the highway, and then they turn out to be myware, the highway. But point being is that I wanted to swing and I wanted to do something bigger. So going back to what I saw in the market was a lot of people talking about closing, which is important. But I said, where's everybody talking about everything else? That's one of the reasons why Surviving Outside Sales existed, was people don't talk about, you know, getting in, career progression, dominating. And then at some point you have to leave the industry. Nobody was talking about that. And still to this day, I don't think enough people are talking about, the business of sales. Sales as a business is the end zone. Okay. Or let's go back to the football field. Okay. Sales is a business, and then business as a business of sales. So sales as a business is the closing. Okay. But the business of sales is everything else. So nobody was talking about that. I want to live in the business of sales. I believe I'm a business person. I'm not a closer. A closer is a specialist. Okay. I think an expert is somebody that can take something who's an idea that's brand new and then take it to fruition and be successful. So I wanted to focus on that. So I thought to myself, great, how do we get there? Whole point of that story is that this is the exercise that you should be going through right now, even if you are gainfully employed and you quote unquote love your job or your career. Because at any moment, if you're not in control of your career, if your company is in control of your livelihood, that could get taken away from you at the drop of a hat. Don't you think those reps at Medtronic were really shocked that they lost their job? 100% they were. I don't want the same thing to happen to you. I especially don't want you to be blindsided by that. Be prepared. Take control of your career and create a micro goal, macro goal, reverse engineer from the macro goal, and it'll create micro goals for you. If you're not happy where you are today, that's a good thing. It means you're ready to take on the challenges of tomorrow and get to where you want to go. I offer up a free call to anybody who wants to talk to me about their career, where they want to go. I've done several of these calls over the last couple months, probably about 20 or so. I absolutely enjoy it because my bigger vision is to build something massive in the sales world. And the way to get there is to hear stories about people, try to give them advice. And then some of these people want me to coach them. So if you're struggling right now, if you're just kind of like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm kind of floating. I'm making good money, but yeah. And another thing is, look, folks, I don't think the financial state of the United States is going to get better. I don't think inflation is going to slow down anytime soon. All right. I don't. Taxes are going to go up. Cost of goods and services is going to skyrocket. I mean, my family feels the pinch. I know your family feels the pinch as well. Gas has gone up again. Gas is going to skyrocket. I have friends in different industries. I have a buddy in Texas and he's like, gas is going to skyrocket. He's like, it's going to go up at least $1, $1.50 over the next 12 months. He's an engineer working in the oil industry. He's telling me they're getting prepared for the worst. So how do you prepare and insulate yourself? There's a lot of ways to do that. But the first step you have to take is you have to understand, what do you want to do with your life and your career? Write those down. Start making notes. What are you great at? What can you do? Not what are you good at? What are you great at? And if that aligns with a way for you to get paid, that's where you know where you are. I mean, if you're like, man, I'm really great at finger painting. Well, keep your day job. I think you know what I mean, but I don't think enough people sit and actually in thought and they just, they don't think about the angles, the several moves ahead. Think of it like chess, not checkers. Okay, if I want to get to here, what is the ramification? What does that mean for my life? What does that, what is the ripple effect of two decisions down the road? You might not be able to see it at the beginning, but if you start thinking in those capacities, that's how I think. I think of things as stages, and I think of things as, okay, if I do X, what's the result? And then after that, what decision do I make? And then after that, what decision do I make? I have 2 to 3 to 4 moves ahead in my mind. And now I'm just trying to lay the foundation, and then I will execute the plan when it's ready to be executed. I suggest you do the same. And if you want to talk about it, reach out to me, Mike at Surviving Outside Sales, or MikeO'Kelly.com/connect. And we'll have a conversation about it and see if I can help you and guide you in the right direction. If not, thank you so much for listening to the Surviving Outside Sales podcast, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.